Welcome to Stutter Talk. You're listening to the B Team, and I'm here with Karen Herring, one of our regular co-hosts. Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys.
Joel Cordy.
Hi, everybody.
And our esteemed guest, the one of the founders of Stutter Social, David Resnick.
Hello, hey, hello.
So we are, before we kick off the show, as usual, if you guys have any questions or comments, please send us an email at bteam@stuttertalk.com. Or you can also reach the general Stutter Talk email at stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. And this evening we're all curious to hear more from Dave about Stutter Social. So I kind of just want to just basically what is it?
Stutter Social is an organization that brings together people who stutter through group video chats. So it's basically like having a conference call, except you get up to 10 people and, you know, it includes video. You know, it's kind of funny. I don't know if you guys remember the Brady Bunch, how in the opening credits, they've got an image on screen of like everybody in the family, and they're each in their own small box, you know, in a window. That's kind of like how it is in a Stutter Social hangout. Everybody sees each other in these small boxes, and you know, you can all hear and see each other. So
that's awesome.
We use a hangout. We use a technology that was created by Google. And it's through Google's social network, Google Plus. So getting an account is totally free. It takes about 5 minutes to set up in terms of logging in, creating an account, and installing a plugin. And then that's all there is to it. From there, you just click a link at our website, which for those of you who are listening is stuttersocial.com. You just click a link at the website at the time that the Hangout is starting, and it brings you straight to the Hangout. The Hangout is actually the official name that Google calls his group video chat thing. So when I call it a Hangout, it's not like that's our super cool and hip name for it. It's like it's actually called a Hangout. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of as easy as that. You know, a couple of minutes to set up. Click a link at the website, and then it brings you straight in to a group video chat, and without just kind of talking ad nauseum about it. Do you want to like ask any other questions about how it works or what we talk about or any of that kind of stuff?
I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
I am intrigued by the whole idea.
Cool.
But I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
So there's 10 of you. That's like a lot of people at once to be having a conversation. Like, how does that work?
Great question. It works in any number of ways. One way is kind of modeled on how the NSA chapter meetings works. The NSA is the National Stuttering Association, and they have these support group chapters nationwide here in the U.S. That talk about various topics in the meetings. They will take turns having people speak, those kinds of things. And when you bring that kind of a format online, it actually works out pretty well. So each Hangout has a host or a moderator who leads the discussions or puts out topics of conversation and makes sure to include everyone and involve everyone. If they want to be, people are free to not talk, but we encourage participation. And so it's not usually a total free-for-all conversation. It's usually some kind of a guided conversation, either talking about how our speech is going on that day or about an important event coming up. And then, you know, someone else responds and speaks to that or asking questions of each other. And, you know, there's actually a limit in the Hangout of 10 people. And I think that's because as you would get more than 10 people, it might become too unruly. But, you know, having up to 10, we haven't experienced anybody, you know, cutting each other off speaking or, you know, or people being frustrated at not having a chance. I mean, everybody feels pretty good about it. And in fact, the more people in on the Hangouts, I've seen that it creates a better group energy. That there's more support being given and people feel more energized and pumped about like talking to 9 other people as opposed to 2 other people. You know, and other times we'll do what I've told is kind of a Toastmasters thing of each person getting a certain amount of time to speak uninterrupted. So it might get 4 or 5 minutes to talk about any topic.
Cool.
Practice speaking, and then each person in the group goes around giving positive feedback after that. So in those kinds of situations, everybody has their own chance to talk and participate.
I've heard you say throughout that, like, the term support and also, like, a chance to work on speech.
Yeah.
Is Stutter Social kind of a mix between speech therapy and support, or is it just support? Does it promote a certain type of speech therapy? Like,
And another great question. Thank you.
I'm just full of them.
You know, I've gotten a number of questions from various other people, and you know, I like how you're really making me think about this.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. It really is. It's really great. I love it. Stutter Social does not have any particular agenda other than connecting people who stutter. it just so happens that people who stutter, who come on, have interest in speech therapy or have interest in just sharing stories and experiences about stuttering. And we tend to guide conversations, you know, in a kind of a supportive way, to help people to accept their stuttering, to learn how to get through tough times and tough situations. But the therapy aspect seems to be most attractive to our members who don't have as much access to speech therapists in their physical world communities. We have members in India, Croatia, New Zealand, Northern Ireland, places that either don't have speech therapists at all, or they don't have speech therapists who know about stuttering. And even in this country, in many areas, speech therapists don't know a lot about stuttering. So I think one of the greatest benefits of Stutter Social is being able to have that global reach, because it's all based on the web.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And people can really come on and learn a lot. And even though they can read about stuttering online, it's hard to find really great information. It's hard to get instant feedback. So that's one of our nicest benefits.
I got kind of a two-part question. So the first part of it would be, how many of the Stutter Social Hangouts have you personally been involved in so far, would you say?
I host a weekly hangout on Wednesday nights, and I've been doing that since we started in, I think it's around October 10th or 11th. So that's about, let's see, November, December. That's about 4 months every week. So it's about 15 or 16 times. And I've also participated in a number of hangouts that others have hosted. So probably 20 to 25.
Okay. That's really cool. The second question I have that's kind of a follow-up to that one, mm-hmm, is, obviously because you have been involved in things like the NSA annual conference, you've gotten a good opportunity to meet and connect with, people who stutter in person. Of all of the people that have been involved in the Stutter Social Hangouts so far, what would be your guess as to a percentage of the people that you have actually had a chance to meet in person before compared to just people that you've had an opportunity to just connect with online?
We've had a lot of different people come in and join our hangouts. I would say that probably at least half the people wow. who participate in inside our social are members of or have gone to an NSA conference.
Mm-hmm.
And of those people, I would say I've met, you know, 3/4 of them in person. So it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. But as Stutter Social grows and we reach new people and more people are coming and joining, those numbers are changing. You know,
yeah.
when we first started out, it was all NSA people because just about all the people I know who stutter are through the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
And as time has gone on, the proportions have shifted. And so I would say in another couple of months, instead of NSA being half of our participants, it will probably be, you know, a third or even a quarter.
Well, I'm already really impressed that it's about half. I had assumed that it would be a lot higher than that. So, I mean, that sounds amazing. It sounds like you're able to reach lots of different people all ready. And I think you mentioned some of the countries that it kind of sounds like a lot of different people coming from all over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, social media has really helped us promote. You know, all it takes is posting on a Facebook wall and a bunch of new people will learn about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of an amazing thing. So, you know, and you mentioned the NSA conference, and you know, we've had this elsewhere, but the co-founder Daniele Rossi and I founded Stutter Social because we had such an extra amazing time at the past NSA conference that we wanted to keep that spirit of connection alive. We were both kind of a little bit down post-conference, like, oh, you know, where's all our stutter people at? And, you know, even though we have our local chapters, you know, sometimes once a month isn't enough. And I know that even though I go to monthly meetings, occasionally I need to miss a meeting because of some other activity. So that means 2 months between meetings. So another, you know, just to point out, great thing about Stutter Social is that we now host four hangouts every week.
Wow. At
different times on different days. So, you know, there's really a lot of opportunity for people to join at their convenience.
Those dates and times are on your site?
Yes, at stuttersocial.com. You know, our homepage is pretty much two things. The link to join the Hangouts. We have a big button. At that button right now says no Hangout at this time. But when a Hangout is active, that button turns green and you just click on that button and it brings you straight in. So two things on our site, that big button and then our calendar.
Oh, cool.
So it's really easy to find a Hangout.
And all of the Hangouts are free?
Yeah, everything is free. Having an account is free. participating in Google Plus, and the Hangouts are free, and we don't charge any access or membership. It's all volunteer on our part, and you know, we want to make it available to everybody.
This is David Seidler. I'm a stutterer, and this is Stutter Talk.
This is David Mitchell. I'm the author of the book Black Swan Veen and a patron of the British Stammering Association, and you are listening to Stutter Talk.
What happens if more than 10 people will want to join? Is there more than one room?
That's a great question, too. We had a special guest on our Hangouts. I guess it was about 2 weeks ago now. We had Dr. Heather Grossman, who is the clinical director at the American Institute for Stuttering. And she came on to host an information session on stuttering. We had well over 10 people trying to join that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an issue that we have to work out over time. We did think ahead about it, and we did our best to handle it. But that is definitely one of the drawbacks to the technology. So what we ended up doing is setting up a kind of a waiting room hangout so that people could come and be on that and still talk and still have a hangout experience. And then the moderator would go and, you know, and grab a person out of the waiting room or the, you know, that they get kind of a queue to bring them in to the main hangout when a spot opened up.
That's cool.
So we got people rotating in. Something that Google is going to put out in the very near future that could really help this problem is something called Hangouts on Air. Hangouts on Air adds two things to the Hangout experience. One, other people who are not in the Hangout can tune into it to listen and see it streaming in real time. So even though the Hangout itself only has a limited number of people in it, other people can be watching and listening in real time as it happens. So they won't be able to speak to those people in the Hangout, but they can still receive the information in it.
That's a great first step, too, for someone who's just like, oh, a little bit scared of the whole thing.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Just to like check the whole thing out first.
Absolutely. I agree entirely. And number two is that the Hangouts on Air are recorded. If you choose to have them recorded and then posted to YouTube. So you can have more of a talk show style or panel talk style hangout that has a limited number of participants, and then other people can watch it after the fact. In fact, when they have Hangouts on Air, you guys ought to consider doing a couple of those for a Stutter Talk show.
Yeah.
That would be very cool. And so when we have more than 10 people just on a regular hangout, they can either just keep trying to get in or contact the host, and we can add up an additional hangout to handle the overflow. Maybe take a couple of people from one and bring them over to another one. So we'll still have a nice group feeling in both.
This is like seriously brilliant. And like, no. I mean, maybe brilliant is a strong word, but it's
actually thinking about like, it. I like how it sounds.
Brilliant. From the minute when I saw it on Facebook initially in the fall, I was like, this is definitely something new and something that's so like obviously important to have. And it just seems like this is like the future of, and a lot of times with like social media and Facebook and that kind of stuff, I always feel more like it's separating people rather than actually bringing them closer. But this is like such a critical example of like how the internet and social media can like create this unity and like connection in a way that could have never happened, which is so cool. So good job. But my question is who is we? Like who are the people that you're working with?
So there's the other co-founder, Daniele Rossi, who's also our creative director. We have Sam Dunsiger in charge of PR and communications. And then we have Mitch Trishon, who's kind of our self-help specialist. You know, he makes sure that we're on target in that regard. And we also have Daniele and I both host Hangouts. And then Evan Sherman hosts a Hangout. And Krishna Srinivasan hosts a Hangout as well. So we have four different Hangout hosts, and then there are four of us who really manage Stutter Social.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've got another question for you, David. You had mentioned that the Hangout with where it was an information session and Heather Grossman was sort of facilitating that. Are you hoping to do more of that stuff in the future as well, or do you think you'll just sort of keep it kind of how it is right now?
I definitely think we want to have more of that kind of a special guest host situation again in the future. It was great having Heather on. Our members really appreciated it. I think that's that was easily seen by the number of people who tried to get in to the Hangout. It was like blowing up our Hangouts. And people found the information very valuable as well. In that case, not only could they talk to someone who knows about stuttering, who knows about therapy, but one of the world's experts. And people don't typically have access to those kinds of people. So that was very special for us and our members. And Heather enjoyed it as well. I mean, it's kind of a fun thing. So we definitely want to do more special guests. I would say that it won't always be about therapy, you know, similar to Stutter Talk. You know, you guys have all kinds of guests on your show. I hope that we'll have different kinds of guests. Maybe we'll bring Stutter Talk B-Team host to do a special
Stutter
social hangout too. I mean, we're all kind of on the same team working for, you know, stuttering advocacy, self-acceptance, getting good information out there, and connecting people who stutter. So in our case, it's just, you know, it's using a different format. But that was the format that grew out of a couple of real geeky tech heads. So, you know, it's just how it happened.
This is kind of an aside, David, but I was just thinking, as I'm going to be editing this show, do you have any music you've been working on that you could send me that I could use for the interludes?
Interesting that you ask. I'm actually just finishing the last song of a new album.
Okay.
That is, you know, I've been a part of a group called The Beams ever since college, and like every couple years we record a new album, and it's kind of like folk rock and Americana-y stuff.
Cool.
So our new album is just about done. I could definitely send over a couple tracks that you could choose from.
Okay. So, Stutter Talk, the listeners, the music you've been hearing throughout the episode has been from David Resnick's the band. It was called The Beams, you said?
Yep.
Very cool.
Just to swing it back to Stutter Social, but how is it sort of affected you in terms of your own personal journey with your stuttering?
That's another great question. You guys are really smart.
Thanks, Dave.
I gotta think about it a moment. I haven't really thought about that, and it's kind of poignant. One aspect of how Stutter Social has affected me is that I've gone from a person who was on the receiving end of stuttering support groups to someone who's really on the giving end. And any time that you are giving to a community, it's going to have an impact on you. And it's usually a positive impact. You really feel good about, you know, bringing a smile to someone's day or improving the quality of their life through information or whatever it is. So it's really an act of being in service to others, and I feel good about that. And in terms of, you know, the actual hangout experiences, I've gotten to know so many more people who stutter from all walks of life. I mean, you know, it was great talking to one of our members who was an airplane pilot. Yeah, you know, I remember at a last NSA conference, I was talking to a teenager who was like, yeah, you know, after I graduate high school, I want to go to flight school and be a pilot. But do you know any other pilots who stutter? And I was like, no, I don't. But now I do. And I,
right.
You know, I've actually put the two of them in touch.
Yeah.
So I've really enjoyed getting to know other people who stutter. I really enjoy in any kind of a support group about stuttering, the what I call empathic resonance that occurs. You know, that means that, you know, a common experience in you stimulates feelings of a common experience in someone else, and you don't even have to talk about that common experience. It's just something felt and experienced that you both feel. And it's a very reassuring feeling. And, you know, I would say that my ability to advertise my stuttering and talk more freely about it and not be as ashamed of it has definitely increased since participating in Hangouts. So really, there's a number of impacts that it's had on me, a number of ways I've been impacted, I should say. So, yeah.
So, like, are the same, is it like the usual, so if you're hosting a weekly Hangout, do you see a lot of the same people coming back again?
It's interesting. It kind of switches up. Sometimes people come to mine, sometimes I go to Evan Sherman's. I have a couple regulars, but for the most part, it kind of changes up a little bit. And I think that's because of the nature of it being an online group as opposed to an in-person group. It's a little bit more casual how you can join and participate, because it's, you know, it's almost like join from any place, any time, especially because there are mobile apps for Google Plus on both iPhone and Android. So you can even join a Hangout over a cell phone now.
Wow.
That's
and
crazy.
People are doing that.
This is blowing my mind.
It's really wild. It really is wild.
For someone? Oh, sorry.
I was performing music about a month ago, and I called, you know, I joined a Hangout that Daniele was hosting, and I gave everybody in the Hangout a video tour of the stage and the room that we're playing, and I'm like, and here's the microphone I'm going to sing in, and people were like asking questions as I was pointing the camera around in the room and giving a kind of a virtual tour and sharing about that. So you can really like hang out anywhere. It's pretty wild.
I can imagine if you aren't very involved in any other support groups, this kind of being like a scary thing. Is there any like stuttering requirements? Like, is there like, if you've never met anyone else who stuttered, is this just as great of a, is this such a good match
as much as someone who's been around self-help for a long time?
I don't know exactly. That's a great question, actually, for thinking of putting together a user's survey soon so we can gather feedback and, you know, keep on working on ways to improve the stutter's social experience. And I think I will add something like that to the survey.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm a pretty outgoing person, and I'm not too embarrassed or concerned about my stuttering anymore. Right. But there's still like something about this that I'm a little bit scared of. Like the idea of going on and people that I don't know seeing me and me having a conversation with them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just hearing you say that now, I kind of equate it to the first day of school or maybe of kindergarten, you know, where like you really don't know anybody. And it is a little bit scary and intimidating. But the truth of the matter is that the other people who are there, and this is not their first day of school, and they are going to be extremely welcoming and supportive of you. And each Hangout host is especially selected because of their experience leading a support group or their specific sensitivities to people who stutter and facilitating a group experience. So there are people there who want to make it as inviting and as easy and great of an experience as possible. And I think that, you know, if you have any kind of fear or hesitation about it, you know, it's a matter of just clicking on that link and showing up and braving through the fear. You know, as people who stutter, we do that every time that we talk. You know, every time that we open our mouths, there's a fear or anxiety that accompanies it. So I think that on average, people who stutter are very brave and courageous people. You know, as David Seidler said in his keynote address at the last NSA conference, the story of stuttering is the story of bravery. And I believe that. And so it's a matter of click that button and come on in. And I guarantee you it isn't as scary or as bad as you might think it is.
Oh, God.
You're so well spoken, David.
Yeah. I feel like we should end right there because that was so beautiful. that was so beautiful.
It was a great question. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I appreciate being able to answer.
I know I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Facebook, and I've kind of been subconsciously avoiding or consciously avoiding starting a Google Plus account, but I don't think I can resist anymore. This technology and this idea is too cool.
Thank you, and I hope that you do. Here's a great thing about Google Plus. It's not like Facebook, and even when it came out, a lot of people are like, oh, it's Facebook competition. You know, is it a Facebook killer? La la la. And in my opinion, it's not even a Facebook competitor. It occupies its own region of the social media space that, for me, it's somewhere between blogging and Twitter. And it just happens to be more social. And it has other features that Facebook has. You can play games. You can chat through it. Of course, do the Hangouts. But it's because of the way that it's set up, people don't expect you to be participating in the same kind of way that they do on Facebook. And you don't even have a wall in Google Plus. You know, on Facebook, people post on your wall and they expect a response. Otherwise, like, hey, why is he ignoring me? Google Plus, no walls. You cannot post publicly on someone else's profile space. So it's not as publicly demanding as Facebook is. So it's very, you know, a lot of our members in Stutter Social just do the bare minimum of setting up a Google Plus account, not even putting in a picture or filling out any information. They just create the account and join the Hangouts, and that's fine. Of course, I think Google Plus is actually this incredible, vibrant hub of social communities that I'm going to encourage people to participate in if they desire that. I've gotten to meet tons of great people through it. It's like, it's really incredible. But if you don't have an interest in adding yet another social network to your life, you really don't have to. You can have a Google Plus account and just join the Hangouts, and that's it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
David, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on and sharing about Stutter Social. I think we're all just pretty amazed and impressed by the idea and how you've implemented this technology with the idea, and just think it's really, really a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for the compliment. It's great to get feedback like that. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk about it to your listeners. And also something that's really great is like how much of a team effort it is. That I've had, you know, a co-founder, Daniele, put in, you know, just as much time as me into, you know, making it happen and making it work how it does, and then bringing on our other hosts and our other management team who've all contributed. So definitely giving tons of credit to those people as well.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for coming to the B team.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot. It was great.
Okay, so thanks for tuning into the B team. We'd like to send a special thank you to our guest, David. You and your fellow Hangouters are doing something really special, and we're happy to have you here to kind of explain it. So thank you.
You're very welcome. It was great to be here.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys next time. Thanks again, David.
Thanks, Joel. All
right. Thanks, David. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.